93.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Senate Republicans, including Texas's Ted Cruz, have blocked a bill to protect women's access to birth control.
They want to use this as an issue in November to scare people, and they don't want to talk about their own radical record. Instead, they want to falsely claim somebody is coming to take contraception.
Democrats seized on the issue after the assumed Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, said in an interview that he was open to supporting restrictions on birth control. He quickly reversed course. The first ever case of a type of bird flu that killed a human is confirmed by the World Health Organization. Happened in Mexico. Charged in the deaths of four prisoners at a maximum security facility in Waupun, Wisconsin. The warden and eight staffers. One cause of death, dehydration and malnutrition. Six people, including the alleged gunman, arrested after a shooting near the entrance to the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon. A Lebanese guard was injured. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the maximum security state prison in Waupun is facing up to 3.5 years in prison. Randall Happ is charged with felony misconduct after an investigation into four inmate deaths. Eight other people have been charged as well. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt spoke in a press conference Wednesday about making changes to Wisconsin's prison system.
I would ask why not? One new prison could replace two prisons, or two renovated prisons would be much better than what we have now.
An internal Department of Corrections investigation is ongoing. Parents and teachers of Southside Elementary School in Madison are calling for the removal of their principal and assistant principal. An 18-page letter of complaint was sent to the Madison School District on Tuesday. Parents assert that school administrators don't listen to them. They also claim school leaders ignore bullying and punish black and brown students disproportionately. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
It's a 2-8.